KMFM.
So on the hit list today, we've got a bit of a special session. So it is my pleasure to welcome to our top secret studio that nobody knows about, even though some people announced it on Facebook earlier. Hometown, welcome. How are we? Is this your first time in Kent?
Yes, I believe so.
I think so.
So the first thing you saw when you walked into Kent was what?
Was an elephant cow.
Yep, and that summarises Kent, elephant cows. Do you not get many elephant cows in Ireland?
No, we call them, what did you call them?
Ellie cows.
Well, Ellie cow, because there was only one.
Yeah.
a singular Ellie cow. So have you managed to see much of the country already? Or?
We've driven around and done a couple of gigs, so we've seen like a good bit of England, but this is our first time in Kent, I think. So maybe we'll get to see some after this interview.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Go on tour. There's only one Ellie cow, though, so you'll be able to see that. So when you're traveling all over everywhere, do you ever just wake up and just forget where you are?
All the time. Yes. We leave in the mornings, like, because we've done a school tour there for the last like three weeks, and we were getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning in the van for 6 o'clock. Waking up at like 9:30 and asking where are we? Yeah. It literally got to that stage for a couple of times. But
even when we're told where we are, we still don't know where we are. So it's kind of pointless.
But it's always the service station when you wake up, and it's like they all look the exact same. So it's like, where are we? We're in Kent.
Have we moved?
I was here last week. I was here last week. No, definitely.
So how are you finding Liverpool today, though?
Is this Liverpool?
No, we're in Kent. I'm joking.
What is going on here?
Have we moved? How did you come about as a band then? How did you all find each other?
We were
walking on the street and I just said, well, lads.
spotted him. We're all just kind of doing our own thing a little over a year ago. And then Mr. Louis Walsh decided he wanted to put a band together. And he went on a chat show in Ireland and he said, putting a band together. There's auditions being held in Dublin. We all turned up, auditioned, and went on for a few months, the whole audition process, but eventually you got it down to this final six.
Did you ever, any of you, look at each other when you first met as like the band and thought, oh, I'm not going to get on with him?
I remember arriving at the auditions and being like, I seen Josh and being like, he's definitely like, I need to be the same age as him. I need to cut my hair like him. I need to just do what he's doing. And then Josh kind of came up to me every day and was like, oh man, you're going to be in it. And I was like, what's he talking about? I was like, he's lying, he's just trying to say that to get me to say you're going to be in it. And then it was like
the first thing he called out was you, and then I went, told you so.
Yeah, that's a bye, tell Josh was only lying, you know.
So is Louis Walsh your manager?
Yes, he is.
Does he use, you know, like he's on the X Factor, does he use like these really like cliche things in real life? So when you're doing rehearsals and stuff, does he sit there and go, didn't like it, love it?
Louis Walsh, you know, he doesn't sit through a rehearsal. Yeah.
No. Thank God.
Yeah,
you just get the emails afterwards. No, he says a lot of the time, like the most common thing he says to us is the hard work starts now.
Yeah.
Like every time we meet him and we'll go and do something like new and we'll do a good job or whatever, and he'll say, yeah, but the hard work starts now. I want more. I want more. Everything is I want more. So he's funny. Like,
do you think he has a book of all of these sayings that he's like, probably, what am I going to do?
I think he should have. I think if he hasn't, he should have.
He should write one. Apparently he told us he's writing a book soon about his whole life and stuff. So maybe he should just have a little section in the back of all his phrases.
Like a little appendix.
Yeah, a little appendix of just phrases.
And he doesn't need to like type them in. He can just say, refer, number one.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's this one? I didn't like it, I love it. So if you could have anyone in the world that you wanted as a support act for your upcoming tour, they have to be alive, obviously.
No.
Then who would you pick?
I'd say Ed Sheeran, but he'd have to audition for us first.
I'd say James Morrison.
Just skip Brendan there. Brendan wanted to say something.
Yeah. Go on, Brendan. Go on, Brendan.
Who would I pick?
Britney Spears.
I'd pick Britney Spears.
Justin Timberlake.
Ariana Grande would be pretty.
Why?
Just so you could talk to her backstage, but then you'd probably be too afraid to talk to her.
I wouldn't even talk to her.
Dale is such a big fan of Ariana Grande. He watches her music videos on mute.
Actually, don't. That's just weird.
No, he actually couldn't even name a song, were
No.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, go on.
You put me under pressure. I know all her songs.
No, you don't.
Mine would be John Mayer.
So we'll try and get some calls out. So coming up to your 14th month anniversary,
yes.
What's the best part about being in a six-man band? It's a bit bigger than normal, isn't it?
There's always somebody awake at night when you are as well to go.
Or in the morning. We've discovered it lately because we moved over to London. We literally before this, it was like kind of we'd live in each other's houses. Like, if we had to rehearse for 3 or 4 days, we'd come down to Brendan's house for a week or something like that, but that was it. Then you go back home, and now it's like we've been living here for a month, and Dale tends to, if someone's up, Dale's like, he gets up straight away and runs down and he's like, good morning. if there's one person, if Dale's up, then he has to wait till someone else is up to get out of the bed, because
I don't like getting up on my own, because I feel like a loser then. I'm like, walking around eating my cereal.
But when he does get up, he walks around and he's like,
no, that's the early mornings. That's the early
mornings.
Yeah. It's just size of depression or something. I don't know what.
At night as well, like me and Ryan are on the couch, so like he'd wake up in the middle of the night, like, and then he'd just lean over the banister, like, well, lads, what are you at? Yeah. Sleeping,
go away.
Yeah. Or he could be asleep as well. He comes in with the phone, the flash, and starts screaming at you. Yeah. Yeah, go away.
I like to have fun.
We've done
I
that.
Like to have fun.
So what's the worst part then?
Well, living together, it's the washing up. There's always like a stack of plates and so bowls,
and no one seems to own them.
Yeah,
that's convenient.
Yeah, no one owns anything.
Somebody breaks into the apartment, uses your dishes.
No, the best thing was when there was bananas left, and they were gone as black as coal, and they were rotten, and there was juice dripping from them and everything. And it was like, whose are these bananas? And everyone's like, not mine.
Not mine.
And then
anymore.
They were still in the packet though. Yeah. And on the back of the packet, it just said Dale.
He'd written his name on them, but he blatantly said, I threw mine out last week. And like, all right, grand. And then it's just like, Dale, your name's around these bananas. All right.
They weren't my bananas. I was framed, I swear.
You can tell.
I was framed, sure.
A lot of that happens in London. Welcome. Yeah. There's a lot of banana crime over here.
The Hit List. KMFM.